Winter in Paradise, a musical play by Stephen Mohanan, freely adapted from Shakespeare's Measure for Measure, takes place in 1902 in Samoa. The prologue explains that the island was ruled and its people cast into servitude by several conquering nations for the better part of a century. At this point, it's a protectorate of the United States. A leading character, call him Deadeye, speaks directly to the audience.
Who knows what people will do? Who knows what people will do? One day they'll take you to lunch, next day they'll skin you for stew. Enemies give you a break, lovers turn around and take aim. Chase them, embrace them, reprieve or replace them, and no two will take it the same. Bite them, invite them, delude or delight them, and learn how to laugh at the game. Who knows what people will do? Who knows what people will do? Some have no morals at all, others pile up quite a few. Yesterday's cold, leaden heart now is afloat and aflame. Bore them, adore them, ignite or ignore them, and no two will take it the same. Cage them, enrage them, uplift or upstage them, and learn how to laugh at the game. What people will do, who knows what people will do? Monday it's love at first sight, Friday they're ready to sue. Just when they're aching for praise, see how they settle for blame. Bruise them, accuse them, amaze or amuse them, and no two will take it the same. Bless them, undress them, corrupt or caress them, and learn how to laugh at the game. Bless them, undress them, corrupt or caress them, and learn how to laugh. Learn how to laugh at the game.
An officer, the acting commandant Marcellus T. Devine, without waiting for the actual commanding officer to return from some trip off the island, is ready to crack down upon what he has decided is a serious problem. Devine believes that the men in the platoon are spending too much time at the local house of ill repute and decides to punish the crime of fornication by firing squad, effective immediately. As it happens, one of his troop, Billy, has fallen for one of the ladies of the evening, Lila, and they've made plans to marry, but before he's able to arrange that ceremony, he's arrested and sentenced to death. A nefarious ex-businessman named Slapper reflects on his personal gains in Samoa.
Once I was king of Wall Street, envied by all of my peers. Plush circumstances and high finances kept me discontented for years. I needed some sense in my world of pretense. The service I got was all lip. I knew I was losing my grip, so I booked me a berth on a ship. And look at me now, can't shake the smile off my face. Look at me now, banjos and butterflies all over the place. Yes, sir, I'm so in tune, I can float my way through a typhoon. People want remedies for problems and aches, I just put them at ease and that's all it takes. To hell with my previous mischievous mistakes. Don't ask why or how, just look, 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 look at me now. I too was once a nabob, high on the rolls of success. Potent and pampered, I still was hampered by pangs of internal distress. I knew life held more than I gave credit for, although it seemed out of my reach. My pickle was really a peach, till the first day I bunked on the beach. And look at me now, can't shake the smile off my face. Look at me now, banjos and butterflies all over the place. Yes, sir, I'm so in tune, I can float my way through a typhoon. People want remedies for problems and aches, I just put them at ease and that's all it takes. To hell with my previous mischievous mistakes. Don't ask why or how, just look, 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 look at me. Look, 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 look at me. Look, 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 look at me now.
Meanwhile, Lila travels to the local nunnery to recruit Billy's sister, Isabel. She also recruits Mamie, the head of the House of Pleasure, as well as Deadeye. When Isabel meets Divine, his desires burst out, and he offers to let Billy go if Isabel will join him in bed. Isabel withdraws to consider, and the trio comes up with a plan which they discuss in this delightful trio.
There's a hidden height above the waterfall trail, named as you might expect for a local saint.
It's the goddess Tuli.
I'll be there tonight, like in an old fairy tale, wearing a purple lava and an orange veil. Tell your friend Divine that when the moon's turning pale, all of the island hums
and the native drums get a bit hungry.
Have him there at nine and you'll appear with a veil, wearing a purple lava and an orange veil. See that he's in disguise
to conceal his villainies from the eyes
of the local VIPs. If he tries to modify the plan, take him in the car.
Take him in the
car. He no disgrace. He's a man of love, my dear. Twill your ace.
Go in there and persevere.
But in case calamity befall, take him in the.
Take it easy, Mamie.
Night will soon be here. The day is fading and frail. No one could ever ask
for a graver task.
Let's perform it truly. Soon our cavalier will have his chance to assail. A lady in a purple lava lava.
Purple lava lava.
Purple lava lava. A purple lava 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 lava.
And an orange veil.
And an orange veil.
Deadeye removes his disguise, revealing that he is Captain Wilberforce, the missing commanding officer. He dresses down Commandant Divine, who repents and begs for Mamie's hand. The slimy slapper decides he's had enough of righteous Samoa and heads back to New York.
Turn me loose. There's no use cutting second-rate capers. I wish I was back in New York, where the cops think I'm tops and my name's in the papers. I wish I was back in New York. That's the haunt where I saunter with gratitude. Though I've tried, I can't hide my Manhattitude. Get me there, I don't care if I go in a dory. I wanna have lunch on the 30th story. I'm changing my tack, 'cause I wish I was back in New York. Manhattan, Manhattan, I can't forget you. The miles haven't made my heart stony. The island pariahs can munch on their papayas. I'd rather a hot dog at Coney. To prattle on an atoll is divine for a day. But after a few months, I'm ready. ready to say, day or night, you can light on some gala occasion. I wish I was back in New York. Lavish balls, barroom brawls, tarts of every persuasion. I wish I was back in New York, where the proud-hearted crowd roars with ecstasy for some sight that they might crane their necks to see. Feast your eyes on the skies where the towers seem topless. No show can compete with my giddy metropolis of sex in the lap. And I wish I was back in New York. Manhattan, Manhattan, how are you today? I hope life is looking up dandy. Your rhythm incessant, your smells delicatessen. They warm up my spirit like brandy. You're tainted, I'm acquainted with more flaws than you need. But sooner or later, I've got to concede. You can laze in cafes with exotic aromas. I wish I was back in New York, where the swell clientele are so cool, they're in comas. I wish I was back in New York. You can meet an elite art enthusiast, or a skirt who is flirt-eyed and floozy-assed. From the clique to the Orchard Street vendor, you'll see people stumble but never surrender. So help me to pack, cause I wish I was back from this dull cul-de-sac where I'm going to rack. That's why I'm telling you, Mac.
Billy and Lila get hitched. Captain Wilberforce falls for Isabel, and they agree to tie the knot. And, well, that's when spring comes to paradise and the curtain falls.